Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
I don't think that was on the list of music to be played in the WGN-TV Tom Skilling Weather Center, because apparently everybody gets to play DJ over there. And Alyssa Donovan was winning on the reel that I saw, Demetrius. And Bill Snyder joined us yesterday, and he feels a little left out because he never gets to be the DJ.
Yeah, we're going to let Bill get a chance. I was thinking tonight, but now that you put on Marvin Gaye, I think Marvin Gaye is going to have to be the forecast music for tonight. I always told my interns, you know, they come in, they're bright-eyed, don't know what to expect, and all they're thinking is, I just want to be famous one day. And I sit them down and I said, look, the most important thing is what music you're going to forecast to.
Oh.
And we put the music on, and then, you know, there it is. It's just kind of a way of just saying, don't make a big deal out of this. Just do what you can do.
Chief Meteorologist Demetrius Ivory with us. How bad is the air today? We were talking about the air quality yesterday.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit better than today right now, but we're still looking at an air quality alert. It's unhealthy for sensitive groups. It's ground level ozone that's a big problem in some areas. As a matter of fact, the ozone is 100. Particulate matter is underneath our alert levels. So particulate matter, don't try to drive as least as possible. Don't use motorized lawn equipment. For heaven's sake, don't burn right now or things like that. Don't put particulate matter in the atmosphere. But right now, that's not at that level. It's the ground level ozone that's a problem. And I've done some studies and actually work with a county assessment plan for air quality action days. What you have to do, there are a couple things that you can do to keep that ground level ozone down. Don't top off your gas tank. If you're on E or going, you know, if you're in trouble, get some gas. But if you're just, you know, 3/4 of a tank and the gas station's right there, every time you open that gas can, you're releasing some ground level ozone. So that's one thing that we can do to kind of keep that number down. It's a huge part of that number. Just our cars and pumping gas and things like that.
And, you know, I know you're saying this, and I know you know yourself that people are like, whatever, I can't make a difference. But the fact of the matter is, you can.
Yes.
And a lot of this has been in play in California for years.
Yes.
Because when you've got millions of people filling up every day, it does have impact.
Right. And it's the time of day. It's right when everyone goes to work. You know, maybe you're used to getting that coffee at the gas station and you say, well, I'm just going to go get some gas, even though I'm at half a tank. Those little decisions, if everybody makes that decision, ground level ozone is going to shoot up later that day. If enough people say, you know what, I got gas, it's an air quality action day, I'm not going to fill up my gas tank or open up, you know, my lawnmower gas, you know, I'm not going to do that stuff. You can actually make a difference and keep that number down, because we're right on the edge there. But, you know, if people don't follow, you know, those easy steps, we go over.
Yeah, I think when we talked to Bill yesterday at the end of the show, the air quality index, the AQI, shouldn't be over 100. And
right.
It was at 156.
Yes. And it's at 100 now, which is better than yesterday. But that's unhealthy for sensitive groups. That's when it starts to affect people, who's a sensitive group? Well, you know, it could not be you today, but it's you tomorrow. You know, we can tell everybody about getting old. You know, things that used to not be a big deal to your body, you know, can put you on your deathbed now. So, yeah.
All right. Demetrius is with us. Mary has current conditions and a check on traffic. We're going to come back and talk about weather. People have questions and what the heck was he doing in the dunes? What were you doing in the dunes? Were you playing in Michigan City, Indiana?
Yes. I went, I've never been there. That is just, I'm afraid to even say it, Never been there. You know, I'm from Ohio. So, we just kind of scoot over to Lake Erie, It's an extra, but it's so close. You know, I put it in my GPS. I live in South Suburbs and it's an hour and a half drive to work for me. You know, me and my favorite friends, us all, on the Dan Ryan. So I said, well, I'll go to Michigan City. It was a 30-minute drive.
It was beautiful, right?
And it was beautiful. It was. Yeah. We went at golden hour, and there's a we, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
show.
A whatever. I think I think that's something that we'd like to pursue.
Well, put it like this. When you want to impress somebody, you know,
you take them for sunset.
You take them to a beach at sunset with only a 30-minute drive. So let's just put it that way. So, you know, we give dating tips here in the Weather Center.
Okay, Joe Smooth, keep it going.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm out there. So
Plural, you and another person.
Me and another, you know, person, you know, or animal. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, I got a good idea.
Okay. So we went there, and I had
think
never
the
been.
The dog was capturing the video.
Yes. And people were like, who took the video? Okay. So we went there. So it was sunset, and, you know, it was Saturday. So I'm sure Chicago beaches, you know, I mean, love them, but you park 30 minutes away and get lucky if you can even find some sand. It was so beautiful. We went to Washington Park in Michigan City, and it was right before sunset, probably 7. The water was like bath water, 74 degree water temperature. That's on our side. That's on the Illinois side. It was warm over there. And it was really relaxed, free parking. It was just like, for a city dweller, it was like, this is this close to us? You know, beautiful. Michigan City, I'm all about. Beautiful, beautiful place.
Demetrius Ivory is with us, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. Someone said last year today was derecho day.
Oh. Well, that means I was working. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there, you know, one thing that I will say about those, because I think the last two I've worked, people always throw them in forecasts, and it's like, well, there's severe weather, and we could see the derecho. And it's never like that. It's a day where it's never brought up, and we get that. And it's rare. It's very rare. But it's one of those things where I sometimes say, people ask about Texas, and do you forecast historic? It's really hard because there's not much data to give you historic, you know? True. So that's kind of the whole, that's what happened with derechos. We don't, like the dust storm, I mean, you know, that was just a normal day going to work, and it was like, wait a minute. We have dust coming up from central Illinois. Those days make it fun, but people do have to heed the warnings because, you know, 2 days out, I can't say that there's going to be a derecho.
So Washington Park is a place you'd recommend?
Oh, well.
Only if you're really deep in like with someone, because I think that just sets the vibe.
This can't be a first date thing.
This is not something, not someone you'd ever want to refer to as an animal on the radio.
And hey, someone said, tell Demetrius that West Beach is 19 minutes closer on Route 12 and much prettier, lots of dunes and trails.
Oh, I went down 12. So, okay, 19, it's called West Beach. I asked someone locally, and they told me Washington, which was just, I mean, if it beats
Now back
that.
To Steve needling you.
Well, yeah, I got to fix. I am single for a reason, Steve.
Yeah, you just keep talking, man.
I can forecast the weather. That's about it.
I've got another question to save you again.
Okay, good.
Could you please find out from Demetrius when the NOAA weather radio transmitter / receiver problems might be solved? Thank you so much, as we truly miss all of the valuable weather information.
I can look into it. Hey, Bill, you know when no one's going to fix their... Sorry, this is in action.
No, we like it.
You know when no one's going to fix their radio? Have they said that, or...
I haven't heard.
We don't know. Yeah. When things break, they break. You know, we don't know. So we no idea, but I wouldn't. Not very long. This isn't a very, you know, this. I'm sure someone's on that now. I mean, when you're talking about a NOAA weather radio problem and you're talking about a bunch of meteorologists, all these guys are like, just let me get at this thing with my heat gun. You know, I mean, it'll be fixed. I don't think it's going to be very long. But we can look into it, though.
Let Demetrius know that Washington Park does charge $20. If you don't have a sticker, they just quit charging by the time he got there. Thanks for the great shout out to Michigan City.
Love you, Michigan City. Probably won't see you until sunset, but
that's right.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. So it is. There is a charge, but it was beautiful. I mean, it was. Everyone was just really. It was just really nice. They, you know, they had security, or, you know, people coming up down ATM with ATVs or whatever, just to make sure. You know, a little protection, you know. You never know if they're going to be one of those teen, whatever they call them.
What is it that made it so nice of an afternoon for you, Demetrius?
I know what you're doing. The company. The company. Can I get this recording, by the way?
Yeah, you can.
I remember
you can only burn one at a time.
The first time you came on, and I something came up, and I asked you if you were divorced, and the whole newsroom went, "Oh, you're not supposed to." I'm like, "Well, no. He brought it up."
It was never, you know. I like to just be genuine and be honest, even though you know being. You know, I'm just not a news guy. I'm a guy. I'm a kid who loves forecasting weather. Who made it on TV to this position. So you know, with me and Erin, my ex-wife, who works for WGN, and she's awesome. She does great stuff. We worked on the morning show together, dated and got engaged. So you kind of have to say it. I mean, it's weirder to not say it.
Right.
But when you get a divorce, it's you know, do you announce
it's even
that?
More like, weird.
Hey everybody, breaking news. We want to announce that we are divorced. So we just decided you know, people would find out one by one. We've been divorced since 2023 and I still get people who are like, "Love you and your wife." And I'm like, Which one?
No. At what point do you stop them and go, or you just go, okay, yeah, thank you.
I usually let it go the first time, but then if they're just, you know, how's she doing and all that, I'm like, she's great, but at the same time, we're not married. And you know what? It's completely fine. I'll see her in the hall and we're just like, I'm like, oh, yeah,
you're co-parents.
Joke. Yeah,
co-parents.
We're co-parents.
You'll be together forever.
I get on her nerves.
And people just don't know. And the only way they're going to know is if you tell them or you find out some way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a state secret.
But here's the good thing, though. Now that we're not married, I can say stuff that would have gotten me in the doghouse when we get home.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll see her and I'm like, nice dress. Did I pay for that? she wants to kill me.
Your companion at Washington Beach might be listening. So keep the good side for
me. Hey, Erin Colleen McElroy took my dating pictures for a dating site.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how we get along. So it doesn't have to be like that. So she's a good friend.
Yep, and you're good parents, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Okay, I know you want to get the hell out of here, so just give us the forecast.
All right, let's talk about it. We're going to get a sponsor, but it's going to be like a psychiatric ward or something like that. So we're expecting to see temperatures climbing to the low 90s on Wednesday. Good chance for showers and thunderstorms as an air mass change comes our way. So we will be in the 90s, but then after that, Thursday, early rain, and then I have temperatures. You know, I'm struggling to even go 79 as a high. We might be mid-70s. Much cooler, lower humidity, winds blowing off the lake. Maybe some rain early, but Thursday's that day where, you know, folks want to do the yard work. You want to cut your grass. I think the air quality should be fine. You want to cut your grass and things like that. You can do that without, you know, melting. Then into Friday, we're up to 83 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, another chance for showers and storms, but we're stuck in the mid-80s. And then by this time next week, we're back into the 90s. Today is our sixth day this month that we made 90, and the bet with Bill Snyder is 10, and he's going down. I'll get four easily. So,
thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. Hey, I want your couch, Bertrand. I think you got me in trouble here.
You are a good guy, Demetrius.